Okay, so let's talk about various shinuyim lemaisa. So last time we discussed the question of shinui in step one, and that everybody agrees that shinui in step one is appropriate if it's a blila raka, if it's a blila ava. So seemingly, then a shinui shouldn't work if it's a deoraisa shaila, and you're choshish for Shitas Rebbe, or you think it would be aser de'oraisa according to Tosfos because it's a lav bar gibul. But we also saw that in the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah is willing to be makel if there isn't another option, and it's something that's important for Shabbos. We talked about the machlokas between Taz and Shumas Hadeshen. What's the din if there is no normal way of doing things? Could you still then just put the liquid first or the solid or not? So now let's turn to shinuyim in step two, shinuyim b'shas lisha. So here we have a number in a Gemara. One of them is shesi v'erev, so crisscross as opposed to a circular motion. According to Rashi and the Tor, there's only mutter if you do pamachas shesi and pamachas erev, which makes it not a particularly useful shinui. However, if you look at the Biur Halacha, Siv Gimel, he notes that the Beis Yosef is machriya based off of the Rambam, that it's mutter even many times, and the Mishnah Berurah more or less is makel. If you take a look at the Chazon Ish, Osvav, he writes that maybe, though, you have to be motzi as atarvad, take out the spoon each time. In other words, Shesi, pick it up, Erev, pick it up. You can't just do crisscross, crisscross, crisscross without removing the spoon in the middle. Take a look at the Igros Moshe, Chelak Dalad, Simen Ein Dalad, Lush Os Yud, and it's cited in Dirshu, Simen Shinchav Dalad, number 10. And he writes that really the reason for the Chazon Ish is because there's a concern that if you don't pick it up each time, it's going to turn into a circular motion. And that's a problem. So therefore, the Chazon Ish was sort of making up his own gzeira. But really, it's not Mikra Hadin. Mikra Hadin, once you hold like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, that you don't, it's not just one time Shesi, one time Meiriv, but you could do it multiple times. So then Mikra Hadin, there's no obligation to pick up the spoon, as long as you're very, very careful not to turn it into a circular motion. So it might be an Eitzah Tova to pick it up, but we can't really say it's Medina. It's not clear if that's what he means or not, but it's not so clear even if that's what Rav Moshe means, but that's the understanding. The understanding is that this is a recommendation to make sure that it doesn't turn into a circular motion, but strictly speaking, if you're very careful to keep it as crisscross and not circular, should be okay. Shevet Alevi also, Chelak Alas Sibin Pevav, Sivkat Vav, writes that even according to Chazon Ish, if you return the spoon to the middle of the bowl or the plate, so then you wouldn't actually have to be motzi it, which is a similar type of point. So that's shinui number one, Shesi V'Erev. The Gemara on Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph says that if Shesi V'Erev doesn't work, so then you could be Mina'er Mikli Al Kli. So that's another Eitzah. But this also is an Eitzah that oftentimes won't work if you just pour from. Right. Yeah.
The Yesod is that it's a shinui in the Totsar, like just the shinui in the Maisa, meaning like it's supposed to be.
So that is a question. Certainly it's a shinui in the Maisa. Is it also a shinui in the Totsa? So it seems that there isn't a requirement that it be a shinui in the Totsa. In other words, even if the result is that it is you successfully managed to mix it in a way that's qualitatively equivalent to a circular motion, it might take twice as long, but in the end of the day, doesn't seem like there's a requirement that there also be a shinui in the Totsa. Sometimes there might be, but it doesn't seem that that's a requirement. Sufficient that it's a shinui in a Maisa. Okay, so option two, like we said, is pouring. What about the shinoi of al-yad al-yad? So we saw that the Gemara has the shinoi with respect to certain things, and now the question is, does it apply to other things? So first of all, there are limitations about this one. As we already discussed in the past, the Chayadim and the Mishnah Berurah are both of the view that al-yad al-yad is a more shvacha shinoi, and it won't ever work for an isir de'oraisa. Remember, the Chayadim said that even al-yad al-yad should be understood like Rashi, that is kalachar yad. Mishnah Berurah rejected that, but he said, oh, the reason why it's going to work where it does work is because it's derabanan, because the kali is already roasted. However, we saw that the Chazon Ish disagreed. The Chazon Ish said, no, al-yad al-yad could work even for d'oraisa. But initially, the al-yad al-yad that the Chazon Ish understood was a more substantial shinoi. It wasn't just a little at a time, but again, first you poured a lot of the vinegar into the bowl, and then you took out a little bit at a time. It was a shinoi in the maisa. It was a shinoi in the totsa'ah. That's why it would work. Then we saw the Ramban said, quoted by the Chazon Ish, that no, maybe even doing a little at a time, and that's the only shinoi, a little at a time, is considered a shinoi, because the type of food that we're dealing with is something that you only make a lot at a time, and for which it's sort of particularly tedious to do a little bit at a time. Now, on the one hand, that's a tremendous kula, like we said, but on the other hand, it's a chumra, because if that's true, then it's reasonable to assume that you can't extrapolate from the case of shasisa to other cases, because maybe it's unique to that. So in a sense, that approach of the Ramban limits the kula to those cases. Another shinoi that the Gemara has is, you should be a ma'arev or ma'arev benachas, and you shouldn't be retired. You shouldn't beat or stir or whisk or anything like that. The Bir Halacha, once again, is about this, that it doesn't work if we're dealing with a shayla of lisha d'oraisa. But we noted that the stima sashulchan aruch is that it does work. Sounds like it would work even for d'oraisa. Now, the problem with this particular shinoi is that there's a lot of ambiguity, lemaisa, in terms of what it means. First of all, there might be a machlokas rishonim. Do you have to do it biyad? Can you still do it with a spoon and just do it benachas? And there's also ambiguity in terms of what even the gears of the Shulchan Aruch is. As the Gra points out, we have, again, the Yesh Omrim, which is referring to Rashi Shita. And what is the other opinion? The Gra changes the gears of the Shulchan Aruch. So that is the issue with that. So now our question basically is can we jump from, you know, are all the shinuyim relevant all the time or not? So the Mishnah Berurah, generally speaking, seems to be lenient on this question. It seems that he thinks that the shinuyim are interchangeable. However, that's also because he thinks that the shinuyim basically only work for derabanans, as we've noted. The Chazon Ish, Oz Beis, writes.
So even Chassid Ba'arif only works for derabanan, according to Mishnah.
Well, he's really, that's all he wants it to work for. He might be makil for in the end of the day, but right, he's very nervous about that. But the other ones only derabanan. So the Chazon Ish, as we said, in a certain sense, is much more willing to allow these shinuyim for deraisas, but then he says maybe we can't interchange them. He says maybe the fact that the Gemara gave different shinuyim for different things indicates that that shinoi is particular to that thing. Now, it might not be. Maybe the Gemara just gave those examples because that's what was practically more useful. But it might also be because halachically it was more appropriate. And since we don't really know the Gedarim, and we're not sure whether that's true or not, then Maybe you shouldn't jump from one to the other. So that being the case, I think in a more practical sense, usually the shinui you're going to use is shasi ve'erev. And again, perhaps there's room to be mako that you don't have to take the spoon out as long as you're very, very careful not to do a circular motion. But it might also be a good idea to take the spoon out and thereby ensure that you don't turn it into a circular motion, especially if it's a de'oraisa shaila. One of the things that you see the poskim talk about over here is the question of making a tzibla again, which we talked about when we did tochein as well as boer. Mishabura Sivkan Samaches discusses this question. There's a Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Moshe, Lash Os Yud Gimel, and the Rishon Zalman and Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Per Ches Ha'ara Pei Aleph, where, as we mentioned before, Shlomo Zalman has a number of svaros lahakel, to be miyashiv the minhag. One of the primary svaros is the idea that we said last time, that maybe it's not even a shaila of lisha, because there's not sufficient integration for it to be at least a raisa shaila of lisha. But since we're not so chassidish, and the chassidish member of Echabu is not here today, we're going to turn on to a more a less hamish dish, but perhaps more popular. And that is making guacamole. So guacamole, what's the din? So we have a number of shilas actually, and you know, Baruch Hashem, we've done a number of melachos, so we could consider it from the various perspectives. Okay, so step one is you need to remove the pit from the avocado. So that is a boer question or potentially a dash question. That sort of depends how you understand the end of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. But l'chora, in terms of peeling slash removing the pit, as long as you do it la'alter, it's going to be okay. In other words, scooping out the avocado is a boer shayla, but it's olchem tol solas. And so it should be mutter la'alter. Removing the pit is a borer slash potentially das shayla, but it's sort of efshar binyan acher, so it should also be mutter la'alter, even if it's solus mitoch ochel. So therefore, step one, you should definitely make sure to do la'alter. Okay, the next step is going to be smushing the avocado. Is that mutter? So here we discussed this extensively when we did Melechas Tochein. We saw that the Chazon Ish is machmir. He thinks that even though you're not making it up into small pieces, but making it into a mush is a tchina shayla. And the Chazon Ish went so far as to say that even la'alter, it's going to be asur. And even if you hold to the Rashba, maybe the Rashba wasn't matir polarization. And here we're dealing with polarization. And so the only thing he's matir, if necessary, is with shinoi with like the back of a knife or whatever, the back of the handle. That's going to be very difficult for something like making guacamole, very inconvenient. So probably if you want to fully follow the view of the Chazon Ish, you're not going to want to make guacamole. However, we already saw that many posts can disagree with this Chazon Ish on a number of grounds. Some, like Rav Moshe, say this really isn't a shayla of tochein because it's not pieces, it's a blob. And some point out, even if you think it is a shayla of tochein, but still it should be mutter la'alter since we hold of the Rashba. We had other tzadim lahakel as well. And therefore many poskim are makel over here as long as you do a la'alter with a shinoi. Not, you don't have to go so far as the shinoi of the back of a the back of the knife, which is a very difficult shinoi. You could use a spoon. And so that's what I think. I think there's room to be makel la'alter with a spoon. You don't have to use the handle. You could use a spoon. So in a practical sense, I think usually you'll let's say you scoop it out of the shell Okay, now you could cut it up into big pieces at that point, as we saw already. Once it's pieces, lauter, it's mutter, and do it slightly. Don't do tiny pieces. If you don't do that, the spoon isn't so effective. So you actually, the way sometimes you might want to actually do the cutting before you scoop it out, but you cut it, then scoop it out, or scoop it out, and then cut it into big pieces. Then you smush it with a spoon. La'alter, I think that one, there's grounds to be makil. Again, ideally, maybe you should do it before Shabbos if you could. But oftentimes you can't. If you make the Shabbos, if you want to have guacamole at Shabbos Shittos, and you make it before Shabbos, it might be brown and people don't like it as much. So, because it oxidizes. So, okay. So now we've dealt with step two, which is the smushing. Yes, Dov.
Oh, we're still going to talk more about avocado.
Yeah.
Okay,
Okay.
go
So
ahead.
next thing I want to do is add lemon juice. Squeezing lemon is a shechita problem. So we discussed the issue there. You are allowed to squeeze into food, into a solid. But here, it's actually going to be a little more tricky. Why is it more tricky? Because we're going to want, this is a lush shaila, and so therefore we're going to want to switch the order. And if we switch the order, so then squeezing won't work. Why won't squeezing work? Because then you're going to have to squeeze into the bowl. Because normally you would squeeze in during the week, you'd squeeze into the avocado. So now you're squeezing into the bowl. Now, could be that if you go to the Orchel Shabbos, that's still not a problem. You don't need that shinui in step one because the avocado mush is more like a solid. This is more like he says, and maybe there is no, yeah, but I don't know. I don't think you could say that for sure. There's no integration in step one. I don't think so. In other words, I think if you squeeze the lemon into the avocado, that would be a shaila. So really, you should squeeze the olive, the lemon into the bowl, and then add the avocado. But that would be aser al tzchita. So really, I think that the preferable way to do this would be to use lemon juice, and not actually squeezing the lemon. You could argue that it's mutter, but the not it's not obvious. So because I think we would have a, the pashtus is there would be a shaila of lush with the lemon juice. So therefore, in terms of the lemon juice, you'd want to do a shinoi at both steps, step one and step two. Again, it's a blila ava, so we're not excited about doing shinoi for this. We're not excited at all. But as we saw, the Mishnah Berurah is willing to be makel. If you can't do it before Shabbos, it's something that you want for your own egg Shabbos. And therefore, I think there is room for leniency, even though it's a blila ava, because you can't really make it before Shabbos. Again, if you can, you should. But if you suspect that making it before Shabbos, it won't be very good. So I think there's room for leniency. So we want to make sure that with the lemon juice, we do a shinui and step one and step two. So therefore, how should you do that? You should first pour in a lemon juice and then add the mushed avocado and then stir it shesi ve'erev. Likewise, if you want to mix in things like tomatoes or cucumbers or onions or the like, again, that is Elisha Shaila. So you should be makel. And do it, you should make sure to do a shinui at both stages and do it shesi ve'erev. In terms of cutting the vegetables and the onions, so that gets back into our tochen shaila. And ideally, you should make sure that they're not that small, make it a little bigger than during the week, as well as doing it le'alter. Again, is there someone who does grind it very small? Yesh lamal milis moch, as long as it's la'alter. Yes, that's what we saw when we did tochein. So if you do grind, cut your onions very small, If it's la'alter, yeshal milismoch, but ideally you shouldn't cut them so small, make them a little bigger, then you do it during the week. And then, as I said, when you mix in the onions or tomatoes or other vegetables, do it with the shinui at both stages. So in terms of changing the order, step one, and shasi ve'erev at step two. What about spices? Do you have to worry about mixing in the spices? Let's say, okay, everything is all made. The whole guacamole is ready, but now you want to put in some salt or put in some garlic powder or something like that. So here, it seems, maybe you'd say, that should be a lisha problem, especially because we're defining lisha as combining small things into one thing. So that's exactly what's happening over here, right? You have these particles, whether they're the salt or the garlic powder, and now they're all merged together, fused together into a single unit through lisha, and therefore it's a lush shiloh. Okay, we could be makel if you do shesiv erev, but according to that, maybe you would need shesiv erev. I think that's a very difficult chumrah to accept. And the reason is because if that's true, so I don't know, you shouldn't be able to put salt into your chalent either, right? Lo shamanu dar zemi olam, that you can't put salt into chalent because it's a lush shaila, because it's getting absorbed. So some poskim argue, and I think this makes sense, that any time you're not changing the consistency of the tarovas, so then it would be not Elisha Shaila. In other words, if you had a lot of garlic powder, then yeah, that's Elisha Shaila, and you would need to do a shinui. However, if you're just adding a little bit of salt, a little bit of garlic powder, and after the Elisha, after you've inserted the ingredients, it looks the same, feels the same, same texture, same consistency. So then it's hard to say that's a lush Shaila. I saw some people try to be machmir in that. I thought that was a chiddush. Again, if that's aser, then it should be aser to put salt in your chalent. So the Orcho Shabbos, Os Mem Gimel, is also makel that you could put sugar or cocoa into leaven. And that's not Elisha Shaila, because again, there's no new Isa created. So I think that as long as the consistency is unchanged, it's okay. However, I saw that in the Or Letzion, it's Chelek Beis, Perek Lamed Gimel Os Hei, he said that you need to do the shinui, but but he's talking about shum merusak. That's not garlic powder, I think. I think that's like crushed garlic. So there, you would need to do a shinui. But I think if it's just spices, if it's garlic powder, I would think as long as you're not changing the consistency, it would be okay. I should throw in also, we do have the Mishnah Berurah Svara as well of Tikkun Ochel, what he says about mixing the gravy with the food. So that's what I would think. If you want to be machmir, to play it safe. So since anyway you're mixing it shasi ve'erev, so you'll do shasi ve'erev and the chap, the salt and the garlic powder as well. Though I'm not sure that's necessary. I think you would have to do shasi ve'erev for the other ingredients, mixing in the onions or the tomatoes or the like, as well as the lemon juice. Not clear to me that you'd have to do that for the garlic powder, but again, may as well, Aliyas or say, since you're doing a chassis de Erev, so you should do it as well for the salt and the garlic powder. Yes, Dove.
So in the totally theoretical scenario that you see someone bring out guacamole and you are suspicious that they did not do all of the shenim that we just mentioned, so could you eat the guacamole?
Is it aser b'diavad? So first of all, it's a suffix, so that's the one thing that you're pointing out. But in the end of the day, assuming it was...
I walk into the kitchen and I see like them smashing it with a fork.
Okay. So I don't think the tochein issue is going to be a problem, b'diavad, because like we saw in Rav Moshe, he doesn't really think the Chazon Ish is correct. Okay, the Rav Moshe Lemaisa says you should be choshesh for the Chazon Ish, but I think b'diavad it wouldn't be aser. Think b'diavad it would be okay.
Is there what Rabbi called in a different conversation an inyan to be machmir?
On which shaila do you think they messed up on? You have to think about each one.
I mean, likely most, if not all of them.
Well, let's think
Meaning,
about it.
I would imagine that there are many people that probably just make guacamole totally normally without realizing.
If it's la'alter, there's
Which it
more.
probably is, right? Because they don't want it to oxidize. So meaning with guacamole,
Right.
you sort of
There's more
know that it's
reason to
probably.
be nickel. What's in their guacamole?
Let's say hakol, all the things we mentioned.
You're saying they did
Worst case scenario.
they stirred it normally in a circular
Yeah.
motion. So the
They didn't do a
question
shimmy
is,
and
b'di
got the lime
eved,
juice.
if they stirred in the tomatoes and the onions and the lemon juice in a regular circular motion, could we be makel b'diavad? The tzad to be makel, I would think, is, and I'm going to think about it, how pashut it is the svara that the Mishnah Berurah throws in of tikkun ochel when he's talking about mixing in the shasisa, right? Remember, so he said he thinks that maybe that's going to be mutter, and why? Why is so? Remember, because he was very concerned that he thought a shinui shouldn't work over here because it's a deraisa, and he said that svara of tikkun ochel, right? Tikkun ochel be'alma. So that svara. So in the Mishnah Berurah, would he be makel about that lachatchila? That's by the way, it's siman shin chaf aleph dimur maaschil shema yavo nevir halachos. His lashon is the tam heter nirali l'dasa tosus mishum da yidei masha miyavshin aklayos betaner va'osin osan shiru'uyin lachila. Who chashiv kemo davar shenafav and ispashal, ulakach afdal yedein esinas mayim shenosn and besolcho acharkach hu nizgabel, ein zo chashiv kemo malachas lisha, ela kemo tikkun ochel ba'alma, v'derech achilasa b'kach, v'hu chashiv kemo rotev shenosn b'tavshil, v'ein ze malacha deoraisa, ulakach hutter. Me'at me'at achashiv k'tzas shinoi. So, I think you might have that svara here. It hasn't been cooked yet. All the ingredients are raw, but at the same time, they're also all edible beforehand. They're ready to eat. You could eat tomatoes. You could eat guacamole. Again, certainly. This isn't a svara to be matir lachatchila, especially because the Mishnah Berurah only writes it's not gemineser deraisa. And then we have the second svara, which is that the Mishnah Berurah over there says, adds that it's going to be la'alter derachachila, and we know that the Shlomo Zalman does take that svara of la'alter into account in his limud zchus for tzibula, right? That it's la'alter and it's a derech to do it la'alter. And here too for guacamole, I think it is la'alter and it's the derech to do it la'alter. So again, I would definitely not think it's mutter l'chatchila, but maybe because of those svaros, it's tikkun ochel and it's la'alter. I mean, maybe there are some, it's not totally obvious that this would be Elisha, because maybe lemaisa, the tomatoes and the onions, let's say, aren't so integrated. B'dievet, I would think that Yeshal Mila Smoch, that it doesn't become Aser B'dievet. Think about it a little more, but I think there might be very similar to the Tzibbala Shaila, as long as it was done la'alter, then there's room to be Mekel B'dievet. Okay, let's talk about some yogurt. So, why is it Elisha Shaila? I think there's a couple of potential issues. Number one is sometimes there's the liquid that forms on the top. Let's say it's whey, or not sure exactly. It might be some coming from some other things, but you have some liquid on top, and then you also have the issue of mixing the jelly with the yogurt. So is that a Lisha Shaila? I would add that potentially, if you're dealing with Greek yogurt, it might be more of a Chamor Shaila because it's a Belila Ava, even after it's mixed. The old-fashioned yogurts will pour. They might be less of a Shaila. Depends on which brand. But if you're dealing with, let's say, Greek yogurt, it might be a Blila Ava. So it's a little more of a Chamor Shaila. Now, you don't have to worry about step one because it's already in step one. Step one was done by the yogurt manufacturer. You're just opening it. So, L'chaora.
By the ones that you flip, the ones that you pour.
Okay, we're going to get to that. I didn't get to that yet. I didn't do that yet. So, L'chaora. You could be Mekel as long as you do a Shinui in step two. Now, you could argue that it's not even Isser at all. The reason that, well, first of all, you have the Svar of Tikkun Ochel, like we said, but we're not going to use that to be Mati or alone. The Orcho Shabbos is it's said to be Mekel. He says that this is just a mixture of two different doughs. In other words, in terms of the liquid on top, that's more a mekel, l'chora, because it was already there before. This is like restirring things that were already in, which we know is okay, right? We saw the Mishnah Berurah say that explicitly. If something, you know, was once integrated and then separated, to mix it again and reintegrate it is going to be okay. In terms of the jelly mixing with the yogurt, so that hasn't ever been mixed when it's the jelly on the bottom. But at the same time, one is we have the Tikkun Ochel Svar. And number two is, again, the Orchel Shabbos considers the possibility that these are just two isos. It's an harachaf in the Orchel Shabbos. And maybe we never find an iser of, you're combining two different isos. We never find an iser of lisha like that. Lisha is always combining solids through a medium, or maybe even mixing a liquid into a medium. But here you have two different things that are mixing. Now, it's not obvious that that's a good svara. It's a bit of a chiddush, because in the end of the day, why should it be different than mixing a liquid into like a batter or a dough, which we say is aser? So I think that therefore you should certainly make sure that you do a shinoi. He quotes, Rishon Zalman Arbach is machmir on this shayla, again, at least without a shinoi, Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa Perkchas Os Yud and Yud Aleph. So I think it's going to be mutter as long as you do a shinoi. Again, Shasi the Erev. In terms of the putting in the granola that you brought up, so that's a little bit more of a Shaila. Again, if you're dealing with a Blila Raka, there's more room to be Mekel, but you should switch the order. So that would mean you should pour the yogurt into the granola, as opposed to putting the granola into the yogurt and then do Shasi ve'erev. And so we should try to do the double shinoi. If you're making it into a blila ava through adding the granola especially, then it would definitely be more chamor. And you should, again, make sure to do the shinoi in both steps as well. Again, even though we're dealing with Ablila Ava sometimes over here, and generally we don't like allowing Shinoi for Ablila Ava, as we said, Mishnah Berurah is Makel when it's Eafshar to do it before Shabbos, and this is something that you really want for Shabbos. Here it's Eafshar to do before Shabbos, because if you mix the granola in before Shabbos, it's going to get all soggy. And so if you want this on Shabbos, then you should do it. Okay. There's a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Poskim about Jello, a discussion in Magen Avraham about urinating. Ayin Sham, I don't think we have to go into that. We talked about making coffee, and we mentioned that this is talking about the brewed coffee. Again, assuming that you don't think there's a Bishul Shaila L'chora, where you're pouring into the filter and the water simply goes through the filter and drains into the cup on the bottom. I'm assuming that it's not an Astlias HaMishameres Shaila, i.e. the Owl question. Assuming it's not a Bishul Shaila because you're Makel for, let's say, Iri Klisheni for Bishul Achar Tzli, because the coffee grounds have already been roasted. Again, that's not Pashut. We'll talk about whether L'chatchila wants to be Makel or not when we do Hilchos Bishul. But then we ask Shaila, why isn't it a Shaila of Lush? And this is not Pashut. On the one hand, you could argue it's a Shaila of Lush, as we discussed at the end of the year last time. On the other hand, you could say, how could it possibly be us? After all, the Gemara is matir by the wine. And isn't that basically the same Shaila when you pour the water through the Shmarim? So if that's not Elisha Shaila, why would this be Elisha Shaila? It's true, in that case, the Shmarim were once mixed together into the wine, but not with this water. So the water is a new ingredient. Maybe that tells me that this type of Lisha that happens in Mimela is okay. In other words, at worst, it's a psik reshit alech b'slei. But the question, interesting question, which is sometimes we find that when, in this case, let's say the Isa, to the extent that it is an Isa, is created on its own. There's no kavana to create it in the first place. Is that just going to be a psik reshit alech b'slei? Or perhaps this type of melacha is something that if you have no intention to make it in the first place, it's okay. But that's not a pashut shaila, as we saw from the poskim that are machmir by urinating. Then that's not such a good svara. The Magen Avraham quotes the machmirim about that, as well as the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah Shem Chafal of Sif Katan Nun Zayin. And again, this would only be a Shaila according to Rebbe, right? Because we're not actually doing any Gibul here. That's also true about the urinating Shaila, right? There's just it's just a stage one Shaila. But again, normally the Ashkenazim are Machmir for stage one. And you might even add conceivably that according to Tosus, this would be more Chamor because it's definitely a law of Bar Gibul. So there's more to think about. Another interesting question is rebuts. Your Mishnah Berurah, like I said, is, you know, l'chatchila machmir for the question of urinating. So why is it mutter to do rebuts, which is like pouring the wine on the dirt floors to prevent the dust from going up? That's a problem. Why isn't that a lush problem? There are different theories. If you look at Dirshu note 94, he says maybe it's okay because it's not miskayim at all. Very short-lived, even though in a sense you even want it. And that's a very interesting question. Again, relating back to that discussion we had earlier from Shlomo Zalman, we talked about it in Wipes and some other contexts, about very short-lived tikkunim. Does that even have a shame malacha and the like? All right, maybe we'll stop here. And Be'ezras Hashem will pick up with Bishul a week from Sunday. Everyone should have a Shabbos.
Okay. Shabbos, Rabbi. Thank you so much. Shabbos, again, thank you for the feedback. No, I really, really, really appreciate Rabbi's time to give feedback.